imminent destruction of the world as we know it has been a source of inspiration for artists since humans began to contemplate this possibility. But in the last few decades, the topic has been resonating through popular culture, and it seems we are anticipating this fate as a not too distant future. Our recent history has been witness to the emergence of several apocalyptic theories, including Y2K, and more currently, the misconceptions surrounding the end of the Mayan calendar. In this podcast, I will be discussing the different ways that various musical artists and genres explore apocalyptic themes. In his book, Strange Sounds, Timothy Taylor discusses the relationship between space and music. Taylor observes that our obsession with space, aliens, and generally the unknown manifested in our music. For example, the music from the 1950s and 60s explored space travel through the use of new electronic sounds, like the theremin. I believe that we can follow Taylor's lead and examine how we sonically imagine our destruction. Sure, outer space and annihilation are not exactly the same thing, but both are attempting to translate something that is fundamentally unimaginable into sound. In other words, with the 7 billionth person just born, in conjunction with rampant consumption and global warming, it's a matter of time before we all go extinct. This is probably the reason we are seeing so many artists making work about apocalyptic and post-apocalyptic scenarios. But what exactly is an apocalypse? The word apocalypse stems from the Greek word apokalypsis, which translates to a disclosure of something hidden from the majority of mankind. The apocalypse of John is recounted in the book of Revelations, the final book in the Bible. Today, apocalypse is the common term used to describe the end of the world. Biblically and secularly, the idea has infiltrated our consciousness and given our world a sense of temporal beauty that many sound artists tap into. I'm going to look at a few sound artists and try to gain an understanding of how they use the apocalypse to inspire their music. There are many musical artists who draw inspiration from the apocalypse. I find apocalyptic themes in many types of music. Post-punk, goth, experimental rock, stoner doom, alternative country, freak folk, and so on. Because a full survey of this kind of music is outside the time limit, we'll provide you with a sample. Godspeed You Black Emperor is an experimental sound and multimedia group who uses themes of isolation as a result of the apocalypse as inspiration for their artwork. They express the world we live in dissolving into death and destruction, leaving few to survive to see the rubble and smoke of the aftermath. They create narrative soundscapes using instruments and found sound splices, sending their listener into a time at the end of the world. In the beginning of the track titled Dead Flag Blues, a narrator describes to the listener the state of the physical world after near complete destruction.
It went like this. The buildings toppled in on themselves. Mothers clutching babies picked through the rubble and pulled out their hair. Skyline was beautiful on fire. All twisted metal stretching upwards. Everything washed in a thin orange haze. I said, "Kiss me, you're beautiful. These are truly the last days." You grabbed my hand and we fell into it. Like a daydream or a fever.
The use of found sound splices is a tactic used by some of the original electronic music artists who made sound pieces classified as musique concrète. These artists, however, tried to keep the sound bits from being recognized as the actual sounds they were, while Godspeed uses found sounds to evoke an emotion connected to them.
Thank you.
While on the micro level, Carla Bozulich and her band use music and noise to describe a more personal apocalypse. Carla Bozulich creates a very personal sounding apocalypse in her solo album, Evangelista. She went on to name her band Evangelista. The album showcases moaning strings, organs, sounds of a doomed world, and guiding it all are the beautiful vocals of Bozulich. Throughout the album, the moody story is told through experimental sounds and techniques. As the band, they came out with another album called Prince of Truth. This album has a similar soundscape created from recorded sounds mixed in unrecognizable vocals and instrumentation. In another medium, the written works by Cormac McCarthy deal with themes of inescapable evil and our struggle to survive amongst the darkness and inherently chaotic evil world. The Road depicts a post-apocalyptic world where a man and his son are struggling to survive in a world lacking any sense of safety or familiarity. Nick Cave and Warren Ellis did the soundtrack for the film based on this book. It is mainly ambient and serves as a soundscape for the bleak world they are traveling in. Yet not everyone paints a picture of a world in total chaos. Others like to appeal to a more nostalgic vision of our future. Many artists depict the end of the world as a Wild West setting. The American West has a justifiable reputation for being unbridled and free of any law other than man versus man. The band Murder by Death creates narratives of destruction in their album titled Who Will Survive and What Will. The album tells the story of a small town in Mexico being wiped out by the devil. The instruments they use, like the cello and traditional rock instruments, tell their apocalyptic tale with a distinguished Americana sound. I found this sound particularly compelling as it places the apocalypse in the very near future. Electric Wizard is a doom metal band from England who formed in 1993. Doom metal creates an atmosphere which evokes despair, dread, and impending doom on its listeners. They combine crushing slow tempo riffs with low mixed vocals that reference the occult and death to create a thick, sludgy post-apocalyptic environment. Several songs depict excessive drug use and deep space travel to create a bleak and dismal look into a hopeless future. The vocals are so low in the mix that one becomes immersed in the overpowering guitars, forcing the listener to surrender themselves to the doom and destruction of their instruments. Electric Wizard offers us a somewhat abstract yet incredibly bleak view into the possible outcome of human existence. Musical artists have interpreted the apocalypse in their music, some by creating sonorous landscapes where we can imagine destruction enveloping the planet, others by singing ballads of love and loss, or by taking the form of ultimate darkness and doom. Some of these sounds may be more compelling to certain people based on their own personal experiences. Just as Taylor theorized that we were making music about space in the 1950s and 60s because we were in the middle of the space race, We can assume that the reason artists are exploring apocalyptic themes is because we, as humans, may be coming to a grim understanding of what's to come.
I see.